Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, to your point about the NFL and, you know, besides the Rams, who's really good.
Yeah.
I think that's great that we don't know. You know, the league, I mean, for 20 years, the freaking Patriots were the team to beat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the Chiefs came along. And every year in the AFC, it's kind of been the Chiefs. Will the Bills rise up? Will the Ravens? You know, but... Yeah, league... I don't think we've ever seen the league this wide open.
I can't remember it.
In the last 30 years. And maybe there's a year or two in there. Sure. Maybe the year Tom Brady got hurt or something. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember every season. But this is wild. Yep. Because while the Rams seem to be peaking, they looked great last night.
Yep.
Be careful peaking too early. I mean, I know that's a good team. It's not like they're going away.
Yeah.
But, you know, chances are the team that wins the Super Bowl this year may be a team that right now we're crapping all over.
See the Chiefs.
And the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet on that. I think there are other teams, you know, like maybe Baltimore, that could get it together more so than... I swear to God, I think the Eagles all hate each other.
I couldn't agree more.
And they don't want to win the...
And what's weird is, like, the Ravens' defense has figured it out, and it's their offense that...
It doesn't look very good,
and
does
you
it?
Would assume eventually Lamar gets this going, and if that's the case, then maybe Baltimore is one of those scary teams, but, like... I mean,
yeah.
I just...
So who would you... Like, right? I think it's fun. I think this is fun. Like, who the hell, when you get into that tournament, you could make a case... I'm thinking off the top of my head, you can make a case for 7 teams. You really could.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
You can make a case for the Chiefs and Eagles because they're the Chiefs and Eagles.
Sure.
Even though I don't necessarily buy it this year. They don't look, at least not yet. Mm-hmm. You make a case for the Ravens. You can make a case for the Bills.
Yep.
You make a case for the Rams for sure.
Yep.
You can make a case for Denver.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a case for possibly even the Patriots. One again.
Yeah.
That's 7. Am I missing an NFC? You make a case with the Seahawks.
Yeah, make a case
that's
with the Seahawks.
8.
You could. The Lions are going to get healthy on defense. Those bodies are
There's
coming back.
9.
So I think you can make a case for that.
9 teams.
Yeah, it's...
When's the last time you could do that?
I don't know, man. And none of those do you feel, outside of the Rams, do you feel really good about? But you don't really feel bad about any of them either. You're just like, whatever. I guess we'll just...
Oh, Packers, I'm missing that.
Yeah.
Colts!
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Daniel Jones is starting to...
I'm with you on the Colts, but still, they're good. I mean, you could see out there, their offensive line... The Chiefs had trouble with their offensive line.
Yes. And it's like Daniel Jones is doing Daniel Jones things. Sam Darnold starting to rear his ugly head from time to time. But yeah,
Tampa? Is Tampa in there?
No, I think Tampa's spiraling.
Okay, so we'll cap it at 11 teams.
It's
I mean, if I told you, I could build a case for any of those teams, and it's just not out of...
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
That's a fun
this
year.
This could be one of those years where a team like the Giants, not this year's Giants, but the 2 years that Eli Manning and company won the Super Bowl, I think those Giants teams were both 10-win wildcard teams. And they had huge flaws. And yet they got hot. You can ride a heater. You can ride a quarterback heater. You can ride a defensive heater. And, you know, you get a D. This is why, like, the Denver Broncos... Like, if Bo Nix decides to only be good for like two quarters as opposed to like the four drives with that defense, you know, Denver could be that team that rises up and wins a Super Bowl. And I don't think they're particularly great by any stretch of the imagination. And I would say the same thing about the Lions. The Packers, yeah, it's just it is beyond.
It's awesome.
Wide open.
Beyond. I love it. 6 weeks left.
It'll end up being Kansas City.
I don't think it. I would bet right now that it won't.
I don't think it.
They
is
do not have that look this year.
Yeah.
And even if they, well, I guess my question to you would be, and well, you can answer this after the break. How would they do it? Like, I know it's the Chiefs. I think it's too simple to just say, well, it's Kansas City. There's pedigree.
Yeah.
But watching them this year,
there's nothing that really scares you.
Like, what? How are they going to stretch out their offense?
Yeah. I will say that, you know, their offense, even though it kind of was kicking itself in the foot a couple times, their offense started to come alive a little bit. Some of those crossing routes, and the Colts play good defense, but when some of those started hitting, and with some of the speed they have,
it's just not big play. They hit one like 30 or 40 yarder.
They had that 40, that ball to Rice coming out of the end zone, which was like a 40 plus. That was like, oh, that's old school Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
Well, and I think the Colts game was a quintessential, because they were talking about how this is a playoff game. Colts are a playoff team, right? Yep. And you watch that game and what they did to Kansas City. Now, Kansas City won, and that maybe that's just how they're going to slug their way to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't put it past them. Yep. But when their offense is just not spectacular. They have Patrick Mahomes, and they execute very well. Yeah. They get first downs, but once they get into the red zone, they had to kick a bunch of field goals.
Yeah.
And then once they got behind, and they were behind by 11 in the fourth quarter, they needed big plays. They really don't have them offensively. They got the one, and I think it was maybe been Rice.
It was Rice coming out of the end zone.
They got one.
Yeah,
and they're against better teams. They're just going to need more than that.
You said it. And it's true. If this was any other team that we took their jerseys off and put them on, you would not have faith in Kansas City. But because it's 15, and because it's the arrowhead on the side, there is a mystique about them that you just always feel. And I think there's some, and maybe some NFL teams are getting over this, but I feel like NFL teams are scared of Kansas City, and some of that is starting to wane a little bit. But you do that a couple more times, and you'll put the fear of God back in teams where teams get puckered, and Kansas City doesn't sweat down the stretch. Their hand doesn't shake when the gun's against
them. And they have Spags.
Yeah.
He did pretty good against that Colts
offense. In the second half, when they needed it, again, the Colts had five first downs in the second half, their last one coming in the third quarter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.